Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. We can't wait to celebrate our risen Savior together this Easter Sunday morning. We hope you'll join us at the Norwood campus with an early start at 8 a.m. and services also at 9:30 or 11 a.m. or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Saturday, April 4th, Not Possible, by Mark Garner. Luke 24, 5 and 6 says, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." There are moments in life when we quietly whisper, "That's not possible. That marriage can't heal. That prodigal can't return. That addiction can't be broken. That dream can't live again. That heart can't recover." On Good Friday, the disciples believed something was not possible. Dead men don't breathe again. Crucified bodies don't walk out of tombs. Hope buried behind a stone doesn't come back. The stone was sealed. The tomb was guarded. The body was lifeless. Everything about the situation screamed, "Not possible." But Easter is God's declaration that not possible is not in his vocabulary. Here's a story of not possible. Years ago, a man sat in the back row of a small church on Easter Sunday. He hadn't planned to be there. His life had unraveled. Addiction had cost him his job. His marriage was hanging by a thread. And his teenage daughter wouldn't speak to him. He had believed in God at one point, but now he was convinced he had gone too far. He told a friend that week, "There's no fixing this. I've buried too much." That Easter morn, the pastor preached on the empty tomb and said, "If Jesus can walk out of a grave, he can walk into whatever you've buried." The man wept. Something shifted. It wasn't instant perfection, but it was resurrection in motion. He sought help. He confessed. He made amends. It took time, but sobriety came. Trust was rebuilt. Years later, he stood in that same church, this time beside his daughter as she was baptized. What he once called not possible became a testimony. Not because he was strong, but because Jesus is alive. You see, the resurrection changes everything. When the women arrived at the tomb, they expected to anoint a corpse. Instead, they encountered a question. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" In other words, why are you expecting death when God specializes in resurrection? The greatest obstacle in human history, sin and death, were defeated in a single moment. The stone wasn't rolled away so Jesus could get out. It was rolled away so we could get in. You see, the resurrection proves when we say dead end, God says new beginning. When we say finished, God says fulfilled. When we say not possible, God says, "Watch me." Easter is not just about what happened to Jesus. It's about what is now possible for us. Because he lives, forgiveness is possible. Freedom is possible. Restoration is possible. Eternal life is possible. And your breakthrough is possible. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in us, according to Romans 8:11. That means whatever feels buried in your life today is not beyond God's reach. The tomb is empty. Death is defeated. Hope is alive. So whatever you're carrying this Easter, fear, regret, doubt, exhaustion, hear heaven's answer. Not possible died on Friday. Resurrection rose on Sunday. And because Jesus lives, the impossible is now possible.
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.